We're going to take a little breather from the tech in schools conversation we were having and turn things over to a story in Newtown that is very near and dear to our hearts here on WICC, which is when Mother Nature strikes and destroys things, how can we rally around as a community and help to make things better? A popular Newtown restaurant is now rebuilding after a fire destroyed its location over the weekend. JJ Stacks completely lost in that early morning blaze. Luckily, no one was hurt. Firefighters were able to keep the flames from spreading to neighboring businesses. However, we're told the restaurant will need to be rebuilt from the ground up. Joining us now is the owner of JJ Stacks, Joe. And Joe, I want to thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC. And I'm so sorry for this loss.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words and thank you for having me on.
Joe, tell us first of all about JJ Stacks, how long you've been in the community, what the vibe was like for people who have not been there before.
So this restaurant, we had actually just opened. We had spent 6 months in construction from basically September to April. We opened on April 14th. We were just, you know, elevated sports bar is sort of what we think our concept was. We're your burgers and wings and sandwiches, hand-cut fries. We are primarily scratch kitchen. As far as our link with the community, I mean, Newtown is my town. I've coached baseball for 4 years here, softball, basketball. Still part of, you know, the sports community, and you know, it's where we live. It's where my kids went to school. So we had a really good connection with what we were doing.
Joe, what happened? Did the fire start there, or do you have an idea of what led to this?
We're not sure yet. They're still going through investigations as to what caused the fire. I got a call from a friend early Sunday morning that there was smoke and there were fire trucks in the parking lot. So I thankfully live about 5 minutes from the restaurant. By the time I got there, there was probably 5 or 6 fire trucks. Every Newtown company was there. I think a couple of other town companies were there. I was really, really grateful to the first responders and how quickly they got there. And at least thankfully they were able to mitigate the damages so that the rest of the businesses, the rest of our neighbors in the plaza there didn't lose too much. And a couple of them have lost a couple of days or maybe up to a week, which is unfortunate. We don't really know what caused it. We know it wasn't our fault. That's something the fire marshals have said. It wasn't anything our staff, you know, accidentally did or left on. It was, they said more likely than not an electrical fire up in the ceiling, but I know they are still investigating.
And again, we have Joe Attenito here, who is the owner of JJ Stacks in Newtown, a fire completely destroying that location. And now having to basically start over, you know, Joe, so I'm not going to pretend like I know firsthand what it's like to own or run a restaurant. But what I can tell you is I talk to a lot of people in the hospitality industry, and this is not just a 9-to-5 job. This is not a clock in, clock out kind of business. This is something, correct me if I'm wrong, that really becomes such a part of you and is not something you really just can kind of walk away, set it and forget it. What has that been like this, you know, in the days following what happened, to see something that you literally pour all of yourself into to just be gone in such a quick moment because of a fire? What has that been like?
It's been weird. You wake up and don't have a job to go to. You don't have anything to do. I don't have food to prep or orders to fill. It's we've just been waking up, and instead of going to work and dealing with customers and getting, you know, food sold and stuff like that, I'm waking up and going to deal with, you know, insurance adjusters and fire marshals and, you know, the state police have a fire department, or a fire segment, whatever, that handles fires and explosions. And, you know, I was with them for a couple of hours on, I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday morning, honestly, but one day this week I was with them for a couple of hours. It's just, you know, it's weird. You wake up, you used to wake up and go to work, and I wake up and have, you know, I can't even get it at my laptop, so I can't even, like, start, you know, getting some paperwork done, and I got to figure out how to get all my services canceled, and it's just, it's crazy.
Mm. Yeah, it's a weird reality that that nobody should have to go through. And again, I'm just so sorry about that, Joe. And I'm wondering, though, Newtown might arguably be one of my favorite towns in all of Connecticut. It really is. And part of it is because I think it's
definitely a good choice.
It is. I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. We almost moved to Newtown. And the only reason we didn't, full disclosure, and my husband's going to get mad at me, is because my husband is a very frightened driver in the winter. He's flipped his car a couple of times and gone off the highway when we lived in Vermont. So he is not a snow driver by any means. So literally where we live is directly off of the highway, so he can get on and off for work and home, and that's it. And to be honest, that was one of the biggest reasons we did not move, was because there was just not that direct for him to get to Fairfield. My reason saying, though, is it is one of the most beautiful towns in the entire state, arguably. Absolutely gorgeous. I've reported all across the state, and I love Newtown, but also the people there are unbelievable. And so if I know Newtown as well as I think I do, have people just been rallying around you guys? What has been the experience from that front after going through such a tragedy like this?
Well, I think I posted from the parking lot of the fire that morning, and by that afternoon, I think there was over 1,000 likes and 300 responses just reaching out, you know, offering help or services, and it was really overwhelming to see that kind of support. My goal as owning a restaurant is not to just, you know, turn the key, turn on the lights, make money and leave. My goal has always been to be a part of my community. And, you know, we do a lot of fundraisers and a lot of charity work and a lot of donations. And the reason I do all that is because I feel like a small business should be giving back to the community and the kids, and that's what part of owning a small business is. And then to see that, you know, you don't always feel that people appreciate it or see it, but I'll tell you, Newtown makes sure that, you know, they appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I felt nothing but support. One of my regulars is organizing a fundraiser party to help keep some money coming in. People have begged me to do a GoFundMe, and unfortunately, I just don't feel comfortable with that. I don't like the idea of people just giving me money for no reason. Those people, I'm sure, will all be there to support us when we reopen, and that's the best way anybody could give back to us.
Oh, I like you, Joe. I do. I think you are a special person, and you clearly love your community as well. And I could see why people would rally around you. So what is the plan with JJ Stacks? You're going to rebuild from the ground up, right?
Rebuild. Yeah. Obviously, we can't do anything until all the investigations are over and until insurance steps up and does their right thing. You know, we're hoping to get some help from our landlord's insurance as well. A lot of the damage was structural. There was a lot of, they had to cut the roof open to get to the fire. Mm. So I know there's got to probably be some roof work done. And our ceilings completely collapsed in the kitchen. Half of the ceiling collapsed in the bar. All our furniture, we had a bunch of custom woodwork. We had a bunch of local artists we commissioned to do some pieces for us. Those are all destroyed. All our furniture, more likely than not, is going to be saturated with that smoke smell. So it's going to be a process. You know, I saw somebody, social media is great, but it could be the devil also.
I saw
somebody post like, oh, it's so just a quick wipe down and they could be back in business. I'm like, you have no idea what we're looking at when we walk into this building.
Isn't it great when people are experts on nothing? It's the best. I say that sarcastically because you're right. You're right. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, especially if they can hide behind a screen, Joe. So I'm glad that you recognize that, because that's ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm sorry that you even deal with any of that when you're dealing with much bigger fish to fry.
Our walls all have to get ripped down, our whole ceiling, even the parts that haven't collapsed, all the ceilings have to get redone. All our computers, all our TVs are destroyed from smoke damage. So it's going to be a process.
A couple things you mentioned in there, Joe. You mentioned that you have a customer who wants to do a fundraising event. When is that? Because I can already feel my WICC listeners wanting to go. When do you know when that's going to be?
I'm not sure she's secured the date. She's reached out to me for some friends that play music. I know her thought process is to do like a day of music and you know, some fun games and auctions, raffles. Not sure if she's secured a date or a location yet.
Okay.
Obviously, this all just happened a few days ago. So
right. Well, could you let me know? I know you and I talk offline. So if you could let me know, I can then let our listeners on both WACC and WEB 108, because I do the news for them too. So let me know, because I'll keep people in the loop. And then do you have any
idea? Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And then the other thing is, do you have any sort of again, I know this is super fresh, but any idea how long till you think you'll open the doors again?
I don't. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously a lot of it hinges on how long insurance takes. We can't start anything. I mean, the whole building, the whole R2 units have to be completely remediated. We have to have a major cleaning to try to get the smoke smell out before we even start rebuilding. And then who knows how long the rebuild will take. When we signed the lease in September or October. Honestly, I don't quite remember when at this point, but it was September, October. Our goal was to be open by Super Bowl, which we missed by a couple of months because construction took way longer than we thought. I would say that my goal right now is to be open by Super Bowl, which seems wild because it's so far away, but
I like that goal. And I think that's a great goal. And like I said, certainly keep us in the loop. We want to know the progress. And if you get a date for the fundraising event, I know there are people who are going to want to go and support you. And so
I will reach out to you and get that info to you once I guess everything gets finalized.
That'd be great. Joe, I want to thank you again and you don't seem like the kind of guy who would ever want to jump on the radio to share what's going on. So I recognize that, and I so appreciate you giving us the time here. And like I said, keep us in the loop, and anything we can do to help, we would love to do so.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, Joe. I appreciate you. Again, Joe Attenito, who is the owner of JJ Stacks in Newtown, and JJ Stacks in a moment completely lost following an early morning blaze this past weekend. Luckily, nobody got hurt, but we do know that the restaurant will have to rebuild from the ground up. And so we'll keep you posted on this story right here on WICC as soon as we get more information. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning. We're going to be right back.